Ali Zay America presents 1 Hour with Ali Zay, the unofficial fan commentary track.
All right, Roshan, take it away.
All right, so the recording light is on, so everybody watch your mouth, okay?
Nope. Okay.
All right, hi everybody. Welcome once again to the Ali Zay America commentary track. I am Roshan from Toronto.
I am Roman from Sacramento, California.
I'm Low Bean from St. Louis, Missouri.
Shoe Pick from Mason City, Iowa.
Inclining Pizza from Brampton, Ontario, Canada.
TP from Sweden.
L from Denmark.
And with us in the chat room, as usual, we've got Jimmy Dean 23 from Springfield, Missouri, and Barrett the Marauder from Valhalla.
That is the place that Vikings go when they die.
Only if they die in battle.
You planning to die in battle, Barrett?
A pirate battle. Nice.
A Viking pirate battle.
Shot in the heart.
You're not going to do Bon Jovi on us, are you?
No, he's just going to get his hair done before he dies like Bon Jovi.
Okay, don't tempt me to start singing. Let's go here.
All right, so the video we're going to be watching today is 1 Hour with Ali Zay, which is better known as the Fun TV interview. This is an interview from way back in June of 2003. From what I understand, this is actually Ali Zay's second appearance on Fun TV. It's from what they talk about in the interview, it sounds like the second time that she was interviewed by Lucas. The first time, it sounds like, was when she was in Japan.
I was going to say it was in 2001, and there's a video of that, too. I have it.
Oh, really? Okay, interesting.
Got to get that uploaded.
Yeah, for sure. So this video is definitely a fan favorite in the Ali Zay fan community. It's easily one of Lily's most candid and relaxed appearances. It's very clear that she's extremely comfortable with Lucas, the off-camera interviewer, and that she's having a really good time. It includes a couple of real laugh-out-loud moments for Lily as well, and she looks absolutely adorable throughout. Now, for those of you listening to the podcast at home, if this is the first Ali Zay America commentary track that you're listening to, it kind of works like one of those read-along records that we all used to have when we were kids. The idea here is that you'll start your copy of the video at the same time that we all here on the mics and in the chat room start ours, so that you can watch the video along with us in real time through the magic of the internets as we share facts, opinions, point out things that we find interesting or just that make us laugh, and more often than not, in true Ali Zay America fashion, go off on tangents that have little, if anything, to do with what we're actually watching. But that's fun too. Both parts of the interview are readily available in Ali Zay America's super awesome spectacular video section, which we'll post links to in the podcast section of the AliZayAmerica.com forums. So just listen for the countdown for your cue to press play.
So who wants to give us a countdown?
All right, I guess I'll do it. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
God bless the people who create these subtitles for us.
Hey, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they're a little off, but still.
Yeah, I can tell. See, I speak a little some French myself.
There you go, the toot and the ultra cute Alizeno scrunch.
If you want me to tell you guys what the SMSs are saying across the bottom, just ask.
So what is it about this interview in particular that makes it so popular among Ali Zay fans?
Probably just because it's so so public, so interactive. Like, whereas you hardly ever get to interact with her at all, like for the first 2 years of her career, she's kind of private, she only does a couple of performances, but now she's starting to become a lot more recognized.
And she's so damn cute.
She is adorable in this interview, yes.
Word. Yeah,
this is probably... I'll just say this is probably my favorite haircut that she's ever had right here.
And she seems so at ease and happy also.
Well, she's really comfortable here.
Am I the only one who the first time they saw this?
Probably the best thing.
Are you the only one what?
Who, the first time they saw this, they were almost reminded of Saw a little bit.
No. I never saw that.
No, I can't say that ever occurred to me.
I saw it pre-Saw, so no.
Anybody here ever been to Corsica?
Nope, not yet.
Want to?
Yeah, someday.
Oh, you missed her saying fun TV.
Oui.
Nothing more adorable than Alize.
Oui.
Voila.
It's a nice summary of her career up to this point they have here also.
Everything about this interview is actually really well done. The little summary they do here, the little song mix they do to introduce it, it's all really well put together.
That's what I was thinking, that they... Oh, there, this is from the other interview.
Oh, okay, so I have seen that one.
Alize, 11 years old.
Oui.
Do you know if that plane is still in use?
I bought one, and you can see them on eBay every once in a while. So, everyone have one?
You're talking about the model. I've seen it on eBay, and I have been tempted.
Are you rich or something?
You have the whole plane?
The little tiny plastic one. They're actually weren't even that expensive.
Right. I heard the original was retired.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, I bought it.
Figured.
People who are into airplanes still sell that thing.
I love the little choice of clip they used for Milena. She looks really sane.
Except not. C'est pas ma faute.
Sing it.
Et quand je dans ma langue, ça, je vois les je autres.
Je vois les autres. Roman and I are going on tour.
Oh, yeah.
What are you, Alize cover? Is that what you are?
Yeah, what are we going to call our band?
She's not thinking about shirts for us. That's what chemises is in French.
Alize?
You have to love her reaction here, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it just tears your heart out.
Can't watch this.
She realizes how lucky she is at such a young age. Like, she looks so young here compared to how she is today.
Yeah, she's 16, man.
Sweet 16.
This is a funny interview, too. If you've ever seen it, it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good one.
Because the one guy is so trying to flirt with her, and she's just not having it.
Oh my god, these shots, man. On a beaucoup ces shots ici, je souhaite qu'elle les fait disponible.
Oui, bien sûr.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, I kind of wondered during this how much conversation, how much just gawking is going to go on.
We're all Alize.
I'm gawking here, man.
I'm sorry, you guys talking? What?
La mousse et Alize vont bonner ensemble.
We're all Alize geeks.
She's so hot in that outfit and these suds.
Proud of it.
Still my favorite video. It is a lot that she packed into a really short time.
Hello, it's
yeah.
You're so beautiful, you have a beautiful voice. Sorry.
Oh, nice. But even then, it was only like 3 years for her, you know. So at the time, it must have seemed like a lot, but it's all so new. So it was like she had done a lot by that only that short amount of time.
She should do something like this again.
Notice what it says.
What's that?
Notice what it says, right? Look at the subtitle.
You talking about the SMSs going on in behind the subtitles, you mean?
No, never mind.
Okay.
She has done other interviews, I mean, more recently, that are pretty interesting.
No, I mean like interactive, sort of like this one. We should all like...
Oh yeah, taking calls and all that kind of stuff.
We should all call in and just practice our really bad French and have her laugh.
Yeah.
Humiliated yet joyous in her voice.
Yeah, I did a lot of really bad French in Paris.
I've spent the whole past week speaking really bad French, so...
I think Topaz is gone, but they still have Punky, Jeremy's dog.
She's a little difficult.
Amen.
But very generous.
I've never seen an interview like this before where the interview was off stage.
Yeah, you just see Alize.
Gotta make sure you don't knock those bowls over. I wonder if she has to pay for them.
She's gonna take them all home. Yeah, so I wonder if Alize is going to be a computer technician eventually.
I wonder if she's still a computer nerd, actually.
Well, she said she took care of her website and all that kind of stuff. At one time.
Take all those fish home and feed them to her dog Topaz.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said. I think Topaz is gone. Last time she was asked, she said she had Punky, and she didn't mention Topaz.
Yeah, it's so weird that she hasn't finished high school. I wonder if she has since this.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I wonder what that or whatever else she might have had time to work on. I mean, I know even not having a job, I can spend all day not doing anything, but, you know, what's she doing?
Probably what she was doing between 2003 and 2007.
Well, yeah.
Besides having a baby.
Taking care of her baby. I like that. Is this it? Yeah, obviously. He's all that.
Now, I'm just going to let her open the red wrapping paper, and then I want to ask you all a question.
Yeah, okay. I've got one coming up, too.
Yeah, me too.
You know what? I'm pretty sure you have the exact same bloody question as I do, so why don't you ask?
Probably.
Hey, has anyone actually read Lolita?
Yes.
We.
No.
I saw the film, but it sucked.
I haven't seen the film specifically because I'm worried that it would taint my memory of the book.
Well, I saw the 97 film, was it? Not the original one. I thought it was okay. I actually listened to the book on tape, but anyway.
Is there a version in English?
Well, yeah, that's the one that I listened to. And it was actually originally written in English.
Yeah, actually it was written in English originally.
Yeah, and you know what? I had a little hard time getting through some of it, too.
It is a difficult book. It's really... I mean, it's a lot funnier than I expected it would be, but it's also kind of like watching a car crash happen in slow motion.
It's kind of like...
Yeah, the guy...
It's it's kind of like like what you said, watching a car crash, and you want to look away, but you can't until you fully drive past it. And then when you fully drive past it, you know you saw it, but you wish you hadn't saw it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the guy's writing is good. He's really witty and everything. But then, yeah, every once in a while, I stop and think about it. And I'm like, oh my god, this is terrible.
It really is. I'd really be interested to hear her thoughts on it, especially since she read it at 16. Like, I read it when I was twice that age, and I was kind of like, you know?
Yeah, or maybe 15, actually, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess she would have been 15.
To realize that she herself is a Lolita.
Well, she addresses that later.
Depending on your interpretation of Lolita, yeah.
Well, I think all of us here can agree that Lolita, we refer to Alize.
Yeah, I had heard of it, but I didn't really know what it meant until after I found Alize, so my feeling of it is more in line with how I feel about Alize.
Amen.
So do we want to address Mylene here and maybe what's happened after this interview?
Yeah, right here. I was just going to say it's interesting that when she first made her comeback in 2007, she was asked what she thought about Mylene, and after a considerable pause, she said, like a big sister, like the guy asked her here. I wonder if she remembered this interview and she said that.
She said that her breakup with Mylene was, she addressed the fact that so many people thought it might have been a hard breakup or something, but she said it was simply just it was a very simple breakup. She just wanted to move on to other things. She wanted to have more creative control over her music.
Well, yeah, and you know what? After a lot of thought about it, you know, I thought, you know, I don't know what was going on with her career so much, but around about her 20th birthday, she got pregnant, and once that happened, you know, it's sort of like, okay, she's not going to be able to do what she had been doing, so she had to take a break, really, at that point anyway.
I don't think Mylene really thought she was going to go as far as she did. I think she basically got her for that one song or the one album, and everything else was just because of Alize.
Oh, yeah.
So I think Mylene was really finished with her after the concerts and all.
Well, I don't know if I would say it like that. I mean, there was more that she was supposed to do, and Alize didn't. I think that was certainly partially just her decision for whatever reason. Her life had changed at that point.
You know, that is actually a really good question, because you do hear a lot about Mylene, but you don't hear much about Laurent.
Yes, the silent power behind this whole thing. I mean, he actually started everything. He started the thing with his relationship with Mylene.
And yet not so much.
Yeah, it was kind of sad. I mean, you know, lifelong friendship and whatever, but even when, you know, people do want to stay friends, I know when they don't, not around each other, they don't communicate, it's hard.
What is this from, this little clip here? I haven't seen this interview before doing this podcast, so I'm just curious.
Well, she said there that was from Les Enfoirés in 2002, the second one that she did, and that was a Mylene song, and her voice is so beautiful there, man. See, it's like everything she sang, she made it better.
She can grow... Actually, no, never mind. I was going to say something, but never mind. She can take animal carcass and change it into flowers. Lilies.
Okay, I know where you're going with that the first time. This is very nicely rephrased. Well done.
Believe me, guys, you will all admit it. If we ever met her, we'd be bowing before her.
Yeah, that's, I did meet her.
Oh, really?
I went to the first signing in the Virgin Megastore in Paris in December 2007, and I didn't speak to her long, just, you know, a bunch of mercis, and I showed her my tattoo, and, you know.
Freaked her out.
It was definitely memorable for her.
Yeah, I saw her mention that in another interview once.
Excellent.
Yeah, that was one of the greatest days ever, man. Gourmandise.
Les biscuits d'Alizé sont de vraies gourmandises.
Oui.
Barrett the Marauder says in the chat here he thinks he remembered watching this Fun TV when it was actually recent for the TV.
Oh, yeah. See, this guy goes way back. He went to her concert in 03 or... The 2004 one, maybe.
Yeah, he discovered her when he was 10, I believe, and all this was actually still going on, so.
Oh, excellent. See, I've only known Alize for the past year and a half or so.
I'm actually coming up on my 1 year Alize anniversary, actually.
Cool.
I just passed 1 month.
Well, you know, it's funny. Sorry. Oh, yeah, the fish are kissing. Yeah. They always talk about her being gone away for a while, and it's like, okay, but she was all over Europe and stuff, and she was on TV. She wasn't really gone. It's like, geez, man.
Sorry for interrupting you, man.
It's all right. You know, I was thinking, it seems like more than ever before, you have to stay visible to stay relevant. You know, the world is getting more connected and always in touch. Everybody's Twittering everybody and all that kind of stuff. And so.
Yeah, exactly. The internet age has definitely made the world a lot smaller, and I think it's also shrunken people's attention spans so that if you're not in everybody's face 24/7, even not necessarily in a good way, because, you know, look at, say, Paris Hilton or Britney Spears. That's kind of what it takes to stay relevant.
Whereas they have no contribution to the world whatsoever.
Well, some people like Britney. I'm not going to say anything about Paris.
Well, on the wider scale.
I wonder if Alize would have been on that if she hadn't hooked up with Milan, and she did, you know?
Does she know Jeremy yet at this point, or no?
Yeah, I think they met in, wasn't it March? It was at the Eurobest concert. When was that?
Barrett is saying yes.
Those are some shoes she's wearing.
Were they married at this time?
No.
No, that was November 3rd.
Barrett's saying March 25th is when she apparently met him. She's very diplomatic in the way she answers this.
Oh yeah, she always is. Usually. Well, whatever else you can say, she's had some rather interesting success in her life, which is more than most people can say.
Her chair is kind of staticking the back of her hair.
Didn't notice that.
Still cute. She presents these objects as showing the history of her life, and yet it's all kind of, you know, it's nothing personal. It's the album she's done.
Well, you know, it's sort of obvious. Like, what else is she going to talk about? You know, that's...
It would have been interesting, though, to see her bring in objects that were a little bit more personal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. It is kind of obvious. It's kind of a gimme, but...
Yeah, there is stuff she could talk about. She has other things going on in her life.
Just wait until the second part of the... And that's it.
And that's the first part.
Oh, yeah.
So do we want to take a couple minutes here and just kind of talk about the first part, or do we just want to roll right into the second?
I was just going to say, you know, even if her album didn't sell quite as well as the first one, I think for the fans, this was the best year ever. I mean, there's so much Alize going on at that time. As you can see, it just as they get into this fan club thing here, all this stuff, and actually having a fan club and everything. I guess they've been around for a while, though.
I just want to welcome however you pronounce his name, Serb from AlizeAmerica.com. Welcome, Serb.
Hey, Serb, what's going on, man? Thanks for coming out.
Sorry about that, fellas. Would have been here earlier, but my buddy called me, had to go fix his car, so...
Oh, dude.
Well, you kind of arrived at the right time, because you just joined when the first part of the interview stopped.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
I think we should just keep this consistent, because, I mean, we're just watching the interview and commenting on the little things. It's not like kind of showy as when we did the On Concert or the Stars of Domicile commentary, so I think we should just keep this going. If necessary, we'll just comment on other things at the end of this podcast.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm getting the other file ready here.
Yeah, same here. All right, I'm ready to go here. Who wants to give us a countdown here?
I'll do it. Okay. Everybody press play in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
I want Alize to say Fun TV again.
I find you very cute. Like I give you kisses. Sorry, I roughly translated the SMSs below. You're very beautiful. Oh, bloody. Never mind. It's just the text is covering the SMS.
It's too fast, yeah, and you can't see it anyway.
I recognize choreography in there somewhere.
Okay.
Lucas sounds so enthusiastic.
Yeah, just the best here.
Her reaction is just perfect.
Philippe Cochet. That's what I was going to say when that moment comes. I just love that reaction. Okay, don't do any squealing, anyone.
Does anybody else notice that you see Tinkerbell everywhere now?
Yeah.
Like you never noticed it before, but now you see it everywhere?
Yeah, that's true.
I think there actually is more of it, though. I don't know.
Is that a stamp?
Yeah, it's a stamp.
I believe it is.
And Alize has them partout.
That's what she used on her back.
A really big one. Yeah, it's not real. It's just a big stamp.
Yeah, she stamped it on.
Hold it. Ka-chunk.
Bah oui.
So cute the way she says "we." It's like a little puppy's laugh.
Oh, there you go. I never thought of that. But that's a good way to describe.
Actually, no. A little dog sneeze.
No, that didn't work for me.
We. No, but it's cute. Don't get me wrong.
That's a great remix, too. They have some really good remixes.
Yeah, I don't really like the remixes of Sean Amar. I just like the original.
Yeah, same here, man.
Like all of them.
Yeah, there's some out there that are really good.
I like that mix they did with Coldplay.
Yes, that one's really good. I actually
nice.
Like that one.
Let's not do that all over again. I used to rule the world.
Yeah, I must admit I'm a little stupid too. I didn't quite get that right away either.
They're not trash bags.
I love that part. They're not trash bags.
Well, if you didn't have experience with hospitals or clean rooms, you wouldn't know what those were.
No, but it's more like her reaction. It's like, they're not trash bags.
Isaiah's really afraid of germs. And even though the room's completely white and clear, she's still afraid of them.
It's like he
bad
thinks they're spraying with her Febreze.
This guy.
Trash bags, bad odors.
She's sensitive about her feet.
Ah, well, wow, that's good.
Aye, one suffers where one's arte.
Yeah, the parts with her getting her knees bandaged are hard to watch.
And being in ice-cold water for 7 hours.
Yeah, good lord.
Just for a simple music video like that, one wouldn't think it would be filled with so much peril.
Well, it's called J'en ai marre, which in French means I'm fed up. So I think she'd be pretty fed up if she were in a cage filled with cold water, right?
Well, okay.
So her being aggravated only adds to the feeling of the video.
No.
No?
I don't think that's what the video makes anyone feel like, though.
Well... You know, it's kind of a contradiction, right? I mean, she says she's fed up, but whenever you look at her face, you can't help but feel joyous.
Yeah, okay. There's a few things that one might feel watching her in that video.
You think?
Okay, remember, PG, it's PG. Stay PG.
Okay, well, how about if I put it this way?
Just saying...
How about all of us in this Ventrilo chat room right now, standing in that box filled with cold water with Alize at the other end?
Well, sounds good to me.
I think we'd be really happy, even though we have tons of cold water being poured down on us.
Let's take a shower together. Oh la la.
Go, Lucas.
What do you think they did?
Yeah, that could not have been fun. I love the look on her face when she tosses the camera.
I was going to say, some of these shots here, she looks so... Oh, there's Bilitis. And I just look so young still, I was going to say, and some of those angles and stuff.
Yeah, she can still look so young. When they had those pictures of her in Mexico, the videos of her in Mexico in her regular clothes, walking around with her hair pulled back, you could still see that little girl from Corsica.
Yeah, and in that video from Snow Hall, man, she looked 12 or something.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No, I'm a boy.
The look on her face is just brilliant.
Oh, yeah, that's that one that people use for those pictures.
No way. Way. No. Yes way.
Lucas is so apologetic.
C'est un garçon.
And I love how she's just like, yes, I knew that. I understood right from the beginning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's stupid again. Alize stands perfectly well. I was just saying, with regard to the double meaning thing, it's like many things. There are references and maybe analogies there that children probably wouldn't understand, and yet some of the language still allows a song to have an appeal for youth, and I think that's all she means, really.
Well, but then you get a song like Jean Aymar, which actually has quite a few double entendres in it, and I mean, I won't go into that
well,
in too much detail.
Yeah, I know it's but specifically what I think she's just talking about the fact that it does have like more meaning than is immediately obvious to, you know, maybe to a child or somebody who doesn't understand enough French, I guess, like me.
Exactly. Like if you translate Jean Aymar, like the actual song, it's simply just about being fed up with the world around you. But if you listen to the English version, I'm fed up. It sounds sort of kind of like, if you know what I mean, it sounds kind of like the meaning behind the English version. It sounds kind of racy. It sounds kind of sexual. But Jean Aymar, it's all just about being fed up with the life you have.
Right. And obviously, you know, there's obvious intention. You know, you see the way that they if you listen to it and stuff. But it's not all just about that. It's not so obvious in the French version either.
No, they really hit you over the head with it in the English version.
Well, once you even figure out what the heck they're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, with Mylène writing the music, she puts a lot of double meanings into her songs.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with other of Mylène's songs, but that's what I hear.
Mylène's work is a lot darker, though.
A lot of it, yeah. Well, I was going to say, in Alize's new album, yeah, there's tons of that stuff, too, where, you know, I translate it one time, and then I come back later, and I'm like, oh, okay, now I understand, you know, what this phrase means, and like in... Décollage, you know, there's a lot there. It took me a while to understand that song.
Yeah. At first I thought she was singing about computers, but then I got that figured out.
Well, what'd you think of that, man?
Yeah, that one spot. Qu'est-ce que c'est ce truc? It was funny I was saying that too when I first watched that.
For those who are not well revered with the Alize community, these okay, well, just gonna explain it. Why should I even bother talking?
I wonder if they taste good.
I'd buy it.
Man, yeah, she'd already been to Japan and everything. That was a busy year.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny, she talks about doing this and how similar it was to that scene in Lost in Translation where Bill Murray's shooting the whiskey commercial and the director's like going on and on and on, and then, you know, the translator just says, "Look at camera, more intensity."
Yeah. Oh man, I just love her looks and stuff, you know. Oh, that poster, do you see that? I have one poster. I don't have that one though. About the cookies.
The magic of commercials.
And we're all just stunned into silence.
Very true.
That's what I was saying. We need bubbles to blow while we're in line waiting for the concert.
That would have been good. That would have been really good.
Just a concert been good.
Yeah, that too.
It's the famous inconspicuity of Alize when she wants to be hidden.
She is a first-class vixen.
That's great. You just see this arm every once in a while sticking out.
Lucas doesn't want to stand next to Alize.
He sounds so dismayed. It's like, oh no.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse when there's that arm just sticking out.
Put out your hand and close your eyes. Here you go.
And you will get a big surprise.
Damn les yeux.
Close your eyes, stick it in your mouth.
Disgusting.
No, that would make her a first class vixen.
Oh yes, that she is. That's such a great translation too. Yeah, I don't like seaweed either.
Actually, it's not that bad.
It's a dicky to
it's the right rice.
It's good in sushi.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't like it.
This is great, the dried up fish treats.
Yeah, I'm not a
seasoned. Close your eyes.
That's great.
Serm and I were talking about, like, I saw this one little bit. I didn't see the whole interview, but she's...
Horrible little fish.
And we were talking about, like, even when you don't want to eat dried fish treats, you know you're going to eat them. Because when Alize's handing it to you, you're going to take it. Like, if she gives you seaweed, you take it and you eat it.
If she gives it does you look
dried
disgusting.
Animal carcass, if she gives you dried animal carcass, you take it. she gives you a body to bury, you take it.
Even if they're disgusting, horrible little fish.
Did you eat these in Japan? No.
Yeah, I know, that was good. He's all asking her at first if she ate them. Yeah, sure. No, I didn't.
Without a doubt.
C'est une traduction parfaite.
And she's just like, did you say?
Oh, that was good.
We all feel the need to be quiet whenever she's speaking.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
I didn't have any notes on this section.
It's her voice. I can just listen to her, not understand a word, and just enjoy it.
She does have a very nice voice.
Her words are fruit for the soul, you mean.
There you go. Yeah, see, there was a time you could just ask Alize for a signed photo, and she'd send it to you.
She doesn't anymore?
No.
Well, we don't even have an address to send her anything anymore. Or, you know, there's no even way to contact her.
This is a great remix.
Oh yeah, that's another good one. So when her next album comes out, I guess, you know, if and when that happens, they'll probably put an address on something. But I don't know, before it like came out in magazines and stuff, but I don't know.
I wonder if these guys are still around.
That's what I always wondered.
They got the same poster that that girl from Stars of Domicile has behind their album collection. Like Jessica from the 2003 version. I'm not sure if you guys noticed that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's the one where she's standing under the shoe.
Yeah, okay. I wish I had a big one of that. That's the one I... that picture. I needed
a bigger
one. Yeah,
that's the one that was hanging from a balcony, wasn't it?
What?
The banner you're talking about?
Yeah, it's got the Pluto dog on it.
Oh, that?
Well, I was thinking of the one that where... That's on the cover. I needed a bigger one to show my tattoo artist, but I guess he cut it good enough anyway.
You know, I've always wondered why they put Pluto on it.
Pluto?
Yeah, I don't have a clue on that.
Oh, that, yeah. I don't know.
At least she didn't put that on her back.
yeah. Well, my collection is maybe only like a couple $1,000 worth. Of course, a lot of that is shipping. Oh man, these are nice. You see that?
What, the photos like from her L'Alizé performance?
Yeah, those particular photos are nice. Oh, this is great. Oops, j'ai oublié le U.
Oh, where she misses the, yeah, okay, the U and Bizu.
Right. Well, man, that was cool. They even got to sing a song for her and everything. Dang. Les yeux dans les yeux, like the concert that Alize is supposed to have before summer, she says.
She said she was holding a concert before summer?
Yeah, that's what she said. That letter that was posted on her MySpace.
Oh.
And one gets the impression that it's not the thing in Mexico that she was talking about, but, you know, nobody really knows for sure.
Alize, a woman that makes up her mind a lot. Or changes her mind, my mistake. Yeah, that's different from all the other women.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, she's allowed to do it.
They're all allowed to do it.
You know, just this right here, that was reminding me, you know, it's like she grew up differently than I did. It's easy to forget sometimes things like that. Like, she does the devil horns when she's a black cat. I'm like, wow, that's different kind of
Well, it's very Corsican. That's the culture. The culture is very superstitious.
Yeah, the guy, when I was in Mexico, the cab driver did that when we were driving, and I guess someone in traffic was bothering him. So it's like, I wonder, you know, like, how similar they are to these Mexicans. Maybe they have more cultural, or certain cultural similarities
touchstones,
that I'm not aware of. Even if, in general, I would say, you know, the French, Americans aren't really that different. Alize took the max, c'est certain. You know, it's funny here, she's talking about, you know, when I was a kid, I thought this, blah, 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 and it's like, okay, well, that is what she did. She got married, had a kid, and everything by the time she was 20.
That's the dream.
Not so silly after all.
Yeah, but marrying at a young age is kind of her family tradition and stuff like that, you know?
Well, yeah, she said her mother was young, and she wanted to do that.
And her grandmother, too, was really young as well.
Oh, and I didn't hear about that. I like Alize barefoot. I will say that I do like Milen's taste in clothing a lot of times.
Yes.
And it is very much her taste, because a lot of the outfits Alize wears are hand-me-downs.
Well, okay, yeah, in that case. Or then. Oh, totally. Oh, and talking about age, I remember that lady was saying she had 4 kids. She was 26. It's like, dang, not just Alize.
Welcome to the world of the French.
I don't think it's so much French. It's just certain people.
Okay, well.
I love the shots where she plays the drums.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, they have that little clip where she plays. Yeah, there's a little clip where she plays the drums in on concert, too. A little poor quality one that was out there. She's really having a good time.
It is very true what she says here about how she looks like she's a kid at Christmas and she's gotten a drum kit. She's just going crazy going to town.
I know, that's what I was gonna say. It looks like she's 8 years old. It's true, but it's funny. It's still, it's great. One likes to see Alize happy, yes. Croisez les doigts.
Voilà.
Great, it's sad.
Well, what can you say about the future? We all know how things have gone, but... Yeah, when I watch stuff like this, it just reminds me of that feeling that I just wish I could give her every opportunity she could desire, you know? Oh, well. That's it!
Why don't you elaborate on that? Nah, never mind.
C'est la fin.
Oui, nous aiderons l'analyse.
Okay, can you guys see her, like, doing something like this today? I mean, like this long interview kind of thing.
Yeah, sure, why not? She's done other interviews, maybe not quite like that. Well, there was the thing in Mexico on MTV, that was pretty cool. And then there was, what was that guy? What was that show called?
La Method Coet, I think you're talking about. That was a really good one, too.
Coet, well, yeah, that one.
Mademoiselle.com is probably my favorite of the new era.
Mademoiselle.com? I don't remember that. Which one that is.
Yeah, qu'est-ce que c'est?
It's on the site. She has that bell on her hand, and
I'm
it drives
sure
her crazy
it.
The whole time.
Oh, yeah. Is that like that first one that she did with the guy asking her questions, and you don't see him, and you just see Alize? Doesn't she have a bunch of toys behind her?
Yeah, you're thinking of the right one.
Oh, yeah. That was the one where they asked at the very end of the interview whether the Tinkerbell tattoo was real, right?
Yeah, that was the one.
Yeah,
and
that
he's
one.
Like, oh, no shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it now. She's sitting on a couch.
Yeah, me too. What we really wanted to do is just do some more interactive stuff like this, just talking with the fans, actually giving them some contact with her.
Yeah, that was what was cool about that one. People could call in and everything. And as was said, you know, the production was really great, and the set and everything. And Alize feeding the horrible little fish, that was great.
Well, yeah, the best parts of that interview are not necessarily so much the fan interaction, but just how relaxed she is and how, I guess, forthcoming, where you don't really get that in a lot of interviews. She almost seems kind of guarded in other ones.
Well, you get the idea from this, like, it would be really fun to hang out with Alize, you know? Yeah, like you say, as opposed to certain other interviews where it's just, you know, kind of trying to answer questions, and that's not really, you know, I mean, it's cool to get questions and answer them and all, but it's not so much of the personality that you get here.
Yeah, exactly.
She'd have to get a lot more popular in France to have a call-in interview show like we just saw, though.
Fourth album.
Yeah, the fourth yeah. album has a hit. I think that would do it.
And this is where I think we'll bring things to a close for this episode. But tune in next time for part two of this discussion, in which the panel will debate what makes a monster hit like Moi Lolita, talk a little bit about what we're all hoping for from Alize's upcoming fourth album and the promotion that's bound to come with it, and then get a little silly tossing out ideas for potential songs that we'd all like to hear Lili cover. Until then, thanks to everyone here on the mics and in the chat room for participating. Thanks to you at home for listening, and we'll see you all next time. Same Lili time, same Lili channel. This has been a production of Always in America, copyright 2009 and fully owned by its hosts. Our theme music was produced and performed by I'm Raj.
you can find more podcasts, high-quality videos, image galleries, discussion forums, and more, all dedicated to the one and only Alize at www.alizeamerica.com.
Ferme les yeux.
Ok, je ferme les yeux.
Voilà. Voilà. Ça,
oh
ça c'est un truc.
Oh, c'est dégueulasse. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Ah, c'est excuse-moi. Est-ce que je... Excusez-moi. Ah, c'est dégueulasse. Attendez, je vous le montre mâché quand même, si vous le voyez chez vous. Voilà, regardez. C'est quoi? C'est une algue?
Oui.